producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Order out of chaos is the globalist credo, maxim, signet. Until they're punished for their crimes, we have no future. Billionaire tells Americans prepare for financial ruin. Trump points out downgrade of U.S. debt is inevitable. Yeah, we were maneuvered to this point. And those of us that said don't do it, you're a conspiracy theorist because you have top economists on. You know, and I was so thankful 3 weeks ago when Drudge linked to a lot of Infowars.com stories. Not because it sent traffic to my website, and that's part of it, but because the story then broke, and it forced the national debate to begin, which the White House came out and said, this is not happening. We're not letting illegals in. And because you didn't have amnesty, this has now happened. The answer is legalize everybody, and that'll make everybody stop coming. What? Yeah. We're going to legalize bank robbing. That'll make bank robbery stop. I mean, it's insane. It would increase bank robbery, just so you know. And it's a system run by criminals for criminals. It's like where they say, you can't have a gun to defend yourself at your bank or your business, but the police aren't going to respond when you get robbed. I mean, that's what this is. Give us your guns, America, and we're going to let the dregs of the world come here and just walk across the border, and we'll put them on a bus and bus them right into the middle of the country. National suicide. And I know I keep going back to that over and over again, but I was complaining earlier, last week, that, you know, the national media was spinning and lying with our story about the border being wide open. But why was I complaining? They ignored the Border Patrol president and they ignored the vice president saying there's an open stand down. I mean, that's the quote. There is a stand down. There is no border. They're told, citizens that come back through, look and see if they've got Rohibinol in the car. Arrest some college kids. All we're allowed to do is arrest college kids. And we don't want to do it. Because they are not allowed to enforce the law. They enforce the criminal hatred that the globalists have for America and for anybody that's American. Because in these wars, if you study history, the globalists hate the seed of America. They hate the culture, the idea, not of all the bad things America's done, but the good things America did were so revolutionary. Everyone in the world wanted to come here. It was special. It's that quote from Last of the Mohicans, right towards the end. In the fight scene where the two, you know, alpha Native Americans battle to the death. And he says to him, I'm going to kill you and I'm going to kill your daughters and I'm going to wipe your seed off the face of this earth. That's real power, folks. The globalists aren't just attacking humans. They're attacking the trees. They're attacking the fish, the amphibians. They're genetically re-engineering everything with horrible consequences. And then they run the environmental movement. Again, so we're all distracted onto what plants breathe as the scourge, not just the hundreds of horrible things that are going on. That's what I'm saying, folks. I mean, it's like the elite. are evil space aliens come here to destroy us. I mean, they're that bad. I mean, they really are that bad. We are in the hands of pure evil. That's what I'm getting at here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
And if you are listening or watching this emergency global transmission, you are the resistance. I'm just a normal person, folks, who about 22 years ago discovered a lot of the crimes being conducted by offshore anti-free market corporate interest through governments in an attempt to shut down free markets while blaming free markets for their kleptocratic brand of socialism on the bottom to domesticate the public, fascism sitting on top. Now, I've used my own geopolitical terms, married them with, husband them with already existing terms, and I have to say, much of what I have put into common parlance is now part of the common nomenclature. And that shows that those of us that don't want to go along with the globalist can defeat them. If one guy from Texas can reach 3 million, 4 million people a day, 15, 20 million people a week, conservatively, what can you do in your area? And I don't want to start this interview talking about myself, but I never got to this earlier because I got my flight got canceled last night getting back in the country, and then I was late an hour into the show getting here. I just want to make this point. We're going to our guest, and I want to ask him this up front. But when I say it's the best of times, worst of times, we're getting some good Supreme Court rulings, a lot of them. Not just the fact that you can have companies that don't have to pay for abortions, basically, like Hobby Lobby. And we're seeing some other good rulings out of them. And we're seeing more and more people talk about crony capitalism versus real capitalism. We're seeing billionaires come out and more and more tell it like it is. People like Donald Trump saying that prepare for financial ruin. And we're seeing more and more the media, even MSNBC and CNN, and especially CNBC, they'll say, oh, yeah, there are crony capitalists that like wrecking things. I mean, folks are starting to get a basic self-preservation instinct. And people better, because here's the big issue. If for 3 weeks Congress, as the National Review has published with a letter by representative from Oklahoma, if members of Congress aren't allowed into these military bases and there's private security strutting around and they've detained our reporters for even trying to go shoot video through the fence, and you've got a culture of total lying and they're busing the illegals in that don't even have skills, they don't even skill workers, criminals, you name it. The question is, what comes next? Well, here's another issue for the establishment. This is what I'll bring up with Mr. Dent, who's about to join us. You've got all this craziness going on, a lot of good things happening, but also a lot of bad things happening, but the establishment acts like they don't care, like they know something we don't know, and they're just invincible. I mean, Obama, in the first campaign and again in the last campaign, took about a third of his donations offshore through websites with even fake names and stuff, each case a felony, and never got in trouble. I mean, that's just one example of the legions of crimes that are going on, while they then use the IRS to persecute, you know, the institutes and things that promote conservative financial ideas or pro-life groups. It's real tyranny is what I'm saying. And then meanwhile, I'm in the airport yesterday to see this dichotomy in Houston. And I go to the TSA, and I don't want to be put in the naked body scanner, so they get all angry at me and act like I've done something wrong. And then I explain to them that they know full well it's all a fraud, and they basically let me through. And then I go through customs, and the guy's a listener and said he only got the job because, you know, he had family that died in 9/11. He's retired military, and he knows the whole thing's fraud, and government runs ISIS. And, yeah, they put an X on your thing here to be searched and harassed. But this is all a load of crap I'm sending you through. You have no criminal record. I listen to your show every day. By the way, I was waiting for what happened there. I even recorded it. I don't think I'm going to air it. Don't want to get the guy in trouble. The point is that he said, yeah, the machines are taking over. That program machine that we don't even know who put stuff in it tries to keep, you name it, from even coming into the country. He goes, congressmen have trouble getting back in the country. You have trouble getting back in the country, but the illegals can come right in. You see, that's why they want computers in there so that it's all centralized and people can't say no to the tyranny. But there was that dichotomy. And then when I was in the Caribbean, in places like Grand Cayman, I was mobbed more than even I am in Austin, Texas. I mean, mobbed by the people at the hotel, mobbed at other hotels by the staff. I went to the Ritz-Carlton for dinner with some friends. Just incredible. Just everywhere I went, at the airports, the police, were listeners. It was just completely blowing me away that they all got it on that island. So there is hope, because I'm not bragging, hey, Alex Jones is a big deal. I'm saying liberty is popular. Legalizing freedom is popular, as Ron Paul says. And we're selling snow cones in hell. They're selling lighting people on fire on the 4th of July. People don't want to be burned up, folks. They want a snow cone. And the system is creating a hell right now. We're joined for the rest of the hour by Harry Dent. He's a best-selling author, made a lot of accurate predictions. Of course, was a top analyst for Bain Capital. He's been on the show 4 or 5 times as a popular guest. We appreciate him coming back on. His new book's out. He's offering our listeners a nice thing he sent along at harrydent.com/Alex Jones, a free chapter from his book and more with some of the key charts and things we're going to be showing here today. And I want to get into that with him. I want to debate inflation, deflation with him. Not that I even disagree with him, but I want to go through these nuances with a technical guy, just with my layman view. Maybe he can explain some of these paradoxes to me. But first, the last 5 minutes, you heard me break down just some of my experiences being out of the country, coming back to the country. The border's wide open. The government pays to ship the illegals in on the buses. We have video of it and them admitting it. Obama won't admit it and says it's ridiculous. We should have amnesty to fix this when they already are causing it by giving them fiat amnesty. People are waking up, but still things are getting worse. The elite are acting like they don't care. In 5 minutes before we go to break, or I'll skip the break, explain to me your perspective on what's happening. I mean, is this like Caligula marrying his horse? Or Nero committing suicide? I mean, is the elite going insane, like Hitler attacking Russia? Or is there some method to this, Mr. Dent?
Well, no, there's not to me. Like you said before, people are destroying natural systems. Free market capitalism is a natural, organic, biological system that needs the dynamics of opposites. It is being overmanaged. They're trying to run the economy like it's a machine. You know, they're not. They don't. We have the worst immigration policies in the world. I'm just back from Australia in February and about to go back in July again. They have the best immigration policies in the world. And, you know, you have to be qualified to get in. They attract the people they want. You can't just run across the borders. They're surrounded by an ocean, so that makes it a little easier for them. We've got horrible immigration policies, but we have even worse financial policies. The government is basically running our economy now on like artificial drugs, and that never works out well. They're not allowing debts to rebalance. They're not allowing bubbles to rebalance and the economy to rebalance. They're just saying the economy can't slow down. They've taken over the economy. And again, trying to run it like it's an inorganic machine, which it's not. So, you know, I hear all the stuff you say about, you know, pollution in the environment, you know, modified foods. Well, I mean, I was just listening to guys saying, you know, our intestines are all screwed up because we've overused drugs and antibiotics so much that we've killed all the good bacteria while fighting the bad. I mean, we don't have enough respect for the wisdom of natural systems. Adam Smith said it, you know, the invisible hand, how our economy runs from the bottoms up. If you just set some good rules and let innovation happen and let booms and busts happen and let inflation and deflation happen. And in my work, inflation and deflation are the critical incentives for innovation. And if you don't allow this to happen, and most of the innovations happen in bust, not in boom, and then they come into our economy in the boom. So economists, to me, politicians do not understand our economy. They have kind of hijacked it. They are running it for elite interests. The top 1% has run away with almost all the gains now for decades. And by keeping this bubble going, after creating the greatest bubble in history, debt and financial assets, the government's only policy is to keep the bubble going forever. It keeps the top 1% making outsized gains. It fosters all this inequality and polarization in society. It's the worst economic policies I've ever seen in history, and that tells me that it's going to end badly. And, of course, I've been warning the last few times on your show as well that the Dow is going to get to somewhere like 17,000, where it is recently. And
by the way, you said that just about a month and a half ago on the show. People can go back to it. That did come true. In fact, you don't like to brag. Folks can go to your website and see some of the past reports, harrydent.com. But tell some of the people out there some of the predictions you've made that have been spot on. I mean, you do have a very accurate prediction background here. That's who we have on the show, people that are accurate. I mean, you can tune into CNBC most days and just get a bunch of bull because they're being literally told to put that out. I've talked to some behind the scenes. They would lose their jobs, like, you know, Dylan Radigan or whatever, if they don't play ball. So recap for folks some of the big predictions you've made that came true.
Well, first of all, you know, the biggest tool we use of many is demographics. We know exactly when people buy the most cars, houses, when they spend the most money, borrow the most. pay for babysitting, you name it. There's almost nothing I don't know about the life cycle of consumers. And consumers are 70% of our GDP, and businesses who invest when consumers are growing are another 10. Governments only 20, thank God. So we use demographics to predict trends. And when I first got these tools in late 89, I came out with my first book, and we predicted simultaneously that Japan would see a giant crash in the 1990s while the U.S. and Europe would see the greatest boom in history. People thought we were absolutely nuts. Then in the early 90s, when we had the recession that we predicted, we said, no, we're going to come out of this. And then the Dow is going to hit 10,000 or higher by the early 2000s. And that happened. We called the tech peak in February and April. We called the internet peak in February and the NASDAQ peak in April, just within 1 month of the peak, and said, look, this bubble, this is a peak. It's going to start to burst. Then we called the housing peak in late 2005. I literally moved from Miami to Tampa in that time period, sold my house in Miami, rented in Tampa, saved a fortune, so I practiced what I preach. And we've been saying now for 20 years that in late 2007, the baby boomers would peak in spending and we would start to move into a downward economy. Well, we did get our big crash in 2008, right on cue, but governments have just said, well, we won't let that happen anymore. We won't let the economy go down. We won't let banks fail. We won't let companies fail. We won't let debts be restructured or entitlements, which are just off the charts unaffordable. So they're preventing the very crisis that could rebalance our economy, get rid of this top 1% running away with all the gains and everything, but they won't do it. And so what's going to happen instead, they just created a bubble. They created a bigger bubble again. And we've been telling people in over the last several months, somewhere around Dow 17,000, a little higher, this bubble's going to peak. It's going to peak soon. And the next crash is going to take us to lower lows than we saw in 2009, about 5,000 to 6,000 on the Dow. That's a very clear pattern, higher highs in each bubble peak, lower lows in each crash. The government keeps stimulating to try to avoid the crisis, but only creates a bigger crisis down the road, just like taking more drugs to keep from coming down. That's exactly what they're doing. Financial drugs. Quantitative easing is basically like crack for the economy.
Again, if you just joined us, you can visit the website, harrydent.com/Alex Jones, and you can get unpublished chapter. So it's an unpublished chapter. That's even better. The Demographic Cliff book that's already a bestseller. We're going to go through some of those graphs today as well. If you're a TV viewer, watching at prisonplanet.tv or infowars.com/show to find the free feed of the daytime broadcast and transmission. Now, continuing with Harry Dent, if you just tuned in, I'm Alex Jones. We're talking about where the world is today, and so many people send me emails. It is a minority, but I do get a lot of them, and I get it on the street or when I do radio interviews or TV interviews. Alex, why are you such a pessimist? Why are you complaining? Why are you saying this is bad or you know, this is terrible? Well, it's because I want to differentiate what's good from bad. I socially want to wake people up to try to make the world a freer, more open place. Now, if someone disagrees with me about what my views are, that's fine. But it's my free speech. But denying all these trends that are as clear as the nose on my face or your face is the stuff of societal collapse. And if we don't reverse this, we have a managed economy like Japan or Venezuela, two different managed systems. One of them managed much better, but still in a 20-year recession / depression with signs of total societal collapse. Nobody's having kids. Now you look at Venezuela, they can't keep the lights on. I mean, we know that managed systems don't work, and we know that there's this tiny elite that are scapegoating the free market while they run away with all the gains, creating a giant piranha-like underclass that they are using politically to fully socialize the once great Western nations because the globalists are exempt in most cases from what they've done to us. So what I'm asking you is, how do we politically... I understand it's important to know these trends and understand them so we can individually take care of ourselves and be in a better position, maybe even, you know, thrive from it. That's a very moral and smart thing to do. But at the same time, what do you say about political hope? I mean, there's some huge awakening happening on one side, but also incredible arrogance by the ruling class on the other. So where does all this go?
Well, you know, Ali, the only hope I have, and this is exactly what I see happen, a crisis is what gets people clear. I am, just like you, I am crystal clear on debt trends that are off the charts, the greatest debt bubble in history, and that never ends well. Entitlements are even worse than that. We never even had entitlements in the Great Depression when that debt bubble and financial bubble burst. We got financial assets overvalued again more than ever, about to burst, and we're going to see a crisis because a lot of wealth is going to disappear when these bubble bursts, and a lot of banks are going to have to fail when people realize the government can't just artificially create growth forever when the demographic trends and the debt trends are down. So I'm clear on this, but I'm also clear, unlike economists, they're saying that China is the new model, state-driven capitalism. And I'm like, you have to be kidding me. China makes Japan or any other managed system look like nothing. China has overexpanded, overmanaged their economy from top to bottom, and talk about crony capitalism. The way you get rich in China is you're the friend with the local Communist Party mafia leader. And that's what it is. It's a big mafia. China has 27% of their condos and homes vacant, overbuilt, giant malls vacant, overbuilt, roads to nowhere, bridges to nowhere, railway stations that nobody's using. They have overmanaged, overbuilt.
Well, let me just stop you for a minute.
Country history. That's what this unpublished chapter I'm giving away for free about. It didn't make it in time because I was rushing to get the book out. I got it into the Korean and Chinese and Asian books, but I didn't get it in the U.S. book. So this is the most important chapter. It looks at China thoroughly and shows exactly what's going on, why state-managed capitalism is going to create the biggest disaster in the world. It's going to be the failure of China's managed system that I think is going to most wake up politicians and economists and teach them that the free market system works better as long as you just have some simple rules. And then that's what they've abandoned because they want more. They want to manage
the economy. Sure, sure. Well, they're going
to
use,
have a recession.
Well, I mean, in the brains of the socialist bean counters, the collapsing things gives them more power so that they think they're going to survive it. But if we politically expose them, this could really be the end of them. I agree with you. The crisis they've been helping create and exacerbate is their downfall if we simply tell the truth with the narrative against their narrative. Our narrative, the truth, will defeat their narrative, the lie. But looking at China, you hit the nail on the head right there. Nobody brings this up. When I look at Europe and the U.S. as elites, what upsets me about the real controlling socialist elite is that, A, they're exempt from what they're doing to the rest of us, but, B, they're so anti-freedom, anti-market, anti-mail, anti-independence that they don't even want a lifeblood in their own system that they've got control of. But then they embrace, in the Economist magazine every month, I guess you're talking about that, I see it everywhere, China that has suicide nets, mobile execution vans, forced abortions in their factories, just stuff off the chart evil, rivers getting set on fire, they're so toxic, and then this is the model. A bunch of Chinese generals that are tax-exempt making millions of dollars with their corrupt little royalty mafia families. I know I'm ranting here, Harry, but I mean, the fact that our elite loves the Chinese model, the Chinese communist state-run model, shows you how much trouble we're in.
Yeah, you know, these people who love this model ought to go over there and choke on the smog. And like you say, they're the most polluted environment. They're creating the most pollution in the world. They're creating the most. They're adding the most to this global bubble that is just going to burst. And again, that's what we'll talk later about deflation. When you get bubbles burst, when wealth disappears, when debts fail and get restructured, money disappears. Money just disappears, and you get fewer dollars chasing the same things. You get deflation, not inflation, and all this overcapacity and overbuilding. I mean, China's pretty much overbuilt their economy for the next 12 years in advance of urbanization. They've urbanized twice as fast as any country in history, which is dangerous. I mean, they're uprooting all their traditions. They're basically destroying their economy. And like you say, our economists say, oh, wow, this is such a great model because they grow 8% a year and rarely have recessions. That's an economist's dream. But if you look at it and you get this chapter believe me, the reason I'm putting all this stuff out like you is I'm going to be there to say I told you so, because people do need to learn. We are going to get this crisis. You cannot keep a bubble going forever. You cannot manipulate an economy forever. You can't take more and more financial drugs and not have consequences. So this crisis is going to hit, but people need to understand why it happened and what the cause of it was, so we don't repeat this mistake and so these people do lose credibility.
That's right, Harry. We got to go to break.
The Fed is screwing our economy.
Harry Dent's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Dave Bratton, Virginia, just won the primary, as folks know. He's an economist. Sounds just like Mr. Dent. This is a popular idea, folks. We're going to break it all down on the other side and look at where the economy's going.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Escape from the New World Order. Need to have a new movie with Kurt Russell. Directed by John Carpenter. We need to get Rowdy Piper back on. When we had him on last year about They Live, that was awesome. We're going to go back to Harry Dent. Again, you can go to harrydent.com/Alex Jones. He's got an unpublished chapter. I kind of halfway read this because I got in late today with the flights. And I was like, oh, he's posted one of his chapters. No. He already had some of the chapters I saw up on the site a few months ago when it first came out. But this is an unpublished one that really came out after the book. And we're going to talk about his predictions now and perhaps he can explain to myself and others out there what he's getting at saying it's deflation, not inflation. And I just want to talk, you know, to him about what I'm seeing. But tomorrow, and I may even do like an hour overdrive today because I got here late. Some stations carry that fourth hour. I want to get into much of this news and take your phone calls. I'm not sure if I have time to do that yet, but we'll see. I'm just more reflective now because I like to scuba dive. I like to snorkel. I never get to do it. So I went down to the Caribbean and I'd be on the boat and they'd be being real nice to me with all these people on the boat, you know, going snorkeling or scuba diving or going out to see the stingrays or going out to be on a wreck. And they would just, can we have a photo now at the end? And I'd say, what's going on? Oh, we're all listeners. And again, one of the tour guides would be, you know, a cop who also runs a company to go out and see the wreck. Or it would then be, I mean, I did probably like six or seven of these tours, sometimes two a day. And every time they were listeners, I'd be in a grocery store and a cop would walk by and go, Alex Jones, like what you're doing. I'd be in a dive shop and there'd be, you know, three black Caribbean guys in there. They'd all go, that voice, you're Alex Jones. I like what you say. I have a lot of the same views. We listen. And again, I'm not up here bragging. Hey, I got a bunch of listeners. What I'm saying is we should be able to turn this around if Tea Party candidates are winning, not just here, but in Europe. Le Pen and the UKIP party all over Europe. I mean, they got the biggest gains in the EU election. And it's happening here. So we're going to go back to Mr. Dent here in a moment. I just want to tell people this is exciting because I learned at this particular Caribbean island, they would never say anything when you're at a restaurant or wouldn't say anything when you'd gone out and done your trip. And at the end, they would say, I'm a listener. Or they'd be sitting there holding me in like reverence. And I could tell, I go, you're a listener? Well, I didn't want to bother you, sir, but we really appreciate you. I mean, it's just amazing. Amazing that I can go to England. People saw live feeds of this on the at Bilderberg 2 years ago, or now a year and a half ago. And I just go to Big Ben, do a live feed, and there's people walking by the scores, and like half of them are stopping. Alex Jones, Alex Jones. Quite frankly, I don't know where these numbers are at because we have millions a day we can track to visit the sites, listen to the show, and AM and FM stuff. But I don't know where the numbers are, where it's all coming from. YouTube, that can't be it. All I'm telling you is there's government has a 7% approval rating right now. We should be able to beat this. We should be able to take the country and the world back. That's what I'm getting at here. Now, before we go back to our guest here, this whole broadcast is listener supported. I can hire more reporters. I can pay my reporters better. I can get better equipment. You've seen the new studio. We'll be doing the show out of there full time soon. I've been doing a lot of special reports out of there. What I did last before I left town, I taped a bunch of reports. Then they aired them live on the show with David Knight, who was live, but they had taped to air, obviously, my clips. And we're building all of this because of your support, and it costs a lot. I don't want to get into how much it costs to run this whole operation here, but one reason it's been successful is that I take, it's got to be 95% of the money that comes in here and put it right back in the operation. And then over the years, I've created a fund in case the whole economy shut off so we can keep running 3-4 months. When you talk about collapse, it really scares me because in a collapse, we need to be prepared and we need to get as big as we can before the collapse comes so that we've told the story, so that we have a position to go to the next level to really try to change history. That's what I'm into. I'm not into fancy things. I'm not into money. Not there's anything bad about it. I'm into money because it gives me freedom. The elite want to make you poor under their control because they want to run your life. And we sell the best products, the best supplements, the best Made in America t-shirts and Molon Labe belt buckles that are selling so fast they'll be gone in 2 weeks at this rate. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the great anti-socialism shirt that's the best seller. We've got everything at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsHealth.com, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And just please continue to support us in the free market. This is true free association. I mean, I like being a good guy, and I like having high-quality products I'm proud of. That's just normal instincts to be successful. Good guys, you know, end up being successful because you treat people like you want to be treated until you get a rigged system. But we sell the best products because I really only want to sell you the best water filters at the lowest price that really are number one and destroy the competition and gravity-fed filters, ProPure. I really want to sell you the best Nason iodine. I really want to sell you the best Super Male Vitality. That's just an amazing thing for my energy, my libido, you name it. I really want you to get these products and get a great deal and be blown away by the quality of them. And then fund our operations so we can all be successful together. Because I'm defending family rights, the Second Amendment, sovereignty. We're here because it's survival. I don't deserve to be patted on the back. I deserve you to stand right beside me. And that means financial support. And that means the armies of people that listen. Tell other people how they can listen or pass forward those videos, pass forward those news articles, those clips. Everybody should send a link out of harrydent.com/Alex Jones to read about this. So when this all comes down, people then understand our credibility goes even higher. Why do you think the show's exploding? Why do you think Harry Dent's popularity is exploding or Rand Paul's or Ted Cruz? Because, folks, we're on the deck of the Titanic saying get to the lifeboats. Now, I've been ranting, sir. It's just that I think it's important before we get into the economy and where it's all going, and some of your charts you're about to show here for TV viewers. Radio listeners will be able to find this on YouTube tomorrow or PrisonPlanet.tv tonight, but there's a free feed at Infowars.com/show right now. But briefly, and then I want to get into inflation. Briefly, I mean, I'm not a technical financial scientist like you. I just look at it with street smarts as a layman, but how would you quantify what I just said? Do you agree with it about the awakening, A, or B, am I being too optimistic? I mean, what does your gut tell you?
No, I think I study a lot of cycles, Alex, and one of them is a 250-year revolutionary cycle, as in the Revolutionary War 250 years ago, and the whole wealth of nations by Adam Smith and stuff. I mean, we're ripe for a major revolution. Things do go towards more freedom, even though at times they go the other way, and I think that's what's going to come out of this. And I do think it's important. I've got the same mission you do. I'm just warning people. The media doesn't want people to hear this. Politicians don't want people to hear it. You know, Merrill Lynch doesn't want people to hear it, you know, and financial institutions and banks. But this is the truth. I just tell people, here's how much debt we have. And we have $127 trillion by my last conservative count, 8 times GDP. Here's what our demographics say. It predicted the boom. Now it's predicting the bust. So I'm not a bearish person. I've been bullish for 20 years. But the trends are down, and now with these bubbles, I've also studied every bubble in history. I got a whole chapter in the book, chapter 5 on bubbles, this unpublished chapter on China, the greatest bubble of them all. You got to understand bubbles because people get in denial. And so I agree with you. People who hear this sort of stuff, who hear the truth, need to tell other people and warn them because people are going to get their ass handed to them. I hate to say this, but you know, you think the last crash was bad or the last recession. I think this is going to be more like the Great Depression because the longer they put this off and the more they pump up of all this artificial money, which, again, is just like taking an artificial drug to stay high and get higher. It's exactly like that. The worse the come down is going to be. So people really do need to be prepared. They need to get in safe investments now. Don't chase this bubble any further. It may go up another few percent. It's already bubbly. And I tell you, if I can show that, like the one chart I should show people is that megaphone chart I alluded to earlier. If you look at it, and this is a very simple chart, nothing complicated about it. Each bubble has taken us to new highs, and each crash has taken us to new lows. This is exactly a similar pattern to how the market peaked when the last generation peaked in their spending, the Bob Hope or World War II generation. We had three higher peaks in 65, 68, and 72. And then we kept having lower lows. And of course, the big crash hit in 73, 74, and nobody saw that coming. This is a very obvious pattern. You talk about common sense. Our biggest indicator is the spending wave. It's just a 46-year lag for the predictable, quantifiable peak in spending of the average household in this country. And it would have told you decades ago that we would have an unprecedented boom from 1983 to 2007 with the rising baby boomers earning and spending more money, getting their kids in college and all that good stuff. And then we would have a downturn from 2008 to 2020 to 23. That's a very simple indicator. Common sense. People spend more money as they raise their families. Who doesn't understand that? We can quantify it. We can project this. We know when people are born, and I adjust for legal and illegal immigrants so that it's even more accurate. And so these are tools anybody can understand. Economists actually are too damn complicated. They get into all the complexity, all the detailed indicators, and end up missing the forest.
Well, you know why? It's because they want to specialize in different schools to then compete with each other to have more textbooks and then to confuse the whole thing so nobody can even understand it. That's what a lot of the big banks have been financing for 100 years is basically conflating everything. But let me ask you this, and I want you to go through the charts and basically predict the next shoe to drop with our guests here today, Harry Dent. Let me ask you this question. Look, I agree with you that when the big depression really kicks off, we're already in an obvious long-term recession, depression in many areas of the world, depression in different sectors. It's a very managed economy, so some areas are boom, but the larger aggregate, just looking at it, is bust. And even the establishment's starting to admit that, and they're buying armored vehicles, and the Pentagon admits they're preparing for collapse, and Europe's preparing. So we know what's happening. But just like when you were on a few months ago, I said, look, I get that there is going to be deflation. That's probably where this goes. But the elites have been taking trillions, bailing out their too big to fails, giving it to themselves. And so you can see luxury items, Bentleys, big houses, yeah, helicopters, they're all double, triple, huge inflation because the elite are being smart. They're keeping it all to themselves. The problem is it leaks out. There is some trickle down. And so now it's causing inflation in a lot of areas. The QE, even though it's slowing, look at meat prices exploding. Look at state, everybody. I go out, everything's going up in price. When I was in the Caribbean, I said, why is stuff so expensive? They said, well, we're pegged to the dollar here. You know, I mean, my God, they were aware of it. And that's how inflation works. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's generally worse outside the country first. Then those dollars start coming back in, the different M1, M2. So break down for me how we're seeing inflation, but also there is a deflation in business, deflation in some of the real markets, trillions of dollars chasing the stock market, pumping it up with QE dollars. Or, I mean, aren't we seeing a stock market inflation just like we see in some commodities? Yeah. Explain this to me.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing. What you get, and this only happens once in a lifetime. That's why people don't understand it and see it. The last bubble economy we had was from World War I into the Roaring Twenties. And in that time, you get debt growing way faster in the economy. You can't, a debt grew from 1983 to 2008 at its peak, private and public debt together grew at 2.6 times our economy, our GDP. You can't do that for 25 years without getting a huge debt imbalance. So you get too much debt. That overstimulates the economy. The government then on top of that pours in money every time we have a recession and pushes down interest rates, and that causes even more borrowing and leverage. So you create more and more leverage, again, like a financial drug, like steroids or crack, a financial enhancing drug, and basically it creates bubbles. Businesses.
Sure, I understand, sir, but I mean, explain to me how you're saying we're going to see depressionary stuff. But, I mean, economists didn't think until the 70s you could have inflation and depression, but then they had stagflation. Would this be hyperstagflation? Or once it blows up and pops, is it so bad, then things will implode and then that will take out the inflation? I mean, what's happening?
Yeah, actually, I was in chapter one of my book, I showed four seasons of our economy. Spring boom, a summer stagflation, high inflation recession, which, again, economists never understood even when it happened. It's part of the model that repeats once in a lifetime all throughout history. Then you get a fall bubble boom when that inflation falls. You get very low interest rates. That's when technologies move most mainstream, like microcomputers in this one and automobiles in the Roaring Twenties and stuff like that. And that, but when you get this bubble, people overborrow, overexpand, overleverage, and then when the generation cycles turn down, the bubbles burst, and you get a huge debt deleveraging. I mean, in the health industries, they call it a detox. Or if somebody's coming off drugs, they call it a detox. It's a debt detox. What happened in the Great Depression is that we went from debt being 190% of GDP down to 60%. We shed a ton of debt, trillions and trillions of dollars of debt, most of it private debt because government deficits only tend to go up in downturn because their revenues go down and their costs go up. But we shed debt. The economy rebalanced. The bubbles burst. Real estate went back down to reality. Stocks crashed 89%. See, all this, these top 1% of people that are controlling all the assets, they're the ones ones that are going to get hit the worst when this bubble finally bursts and doesn't get cranked back up by the government. The government has saved the banks and has saved the top 1%, and it's screwed the everyday household. What should have happened is we should have written down these mortgages, which were way overlent by banks, and they're the sophisticated people, not the everyday household, way overlent against high home valuations. Those home valuations need to come down where a young family can afford a home again. Mortgages need to be written off. If the average person had their mortgage written down in half in line with their house, they would be a lot better off instead of worse off. So it's this, the financial bubble's bursting. Dow goes from 17,000. My ultimate target is more like 3,000 to 4,000 down the road around 2020. That's going to destroy, 80% of people's wealth. You got $80 trillion in net worth. It could be cut in half. That's money that disappears. Home prices drop, stock prices drop, all this sort of stuff. A lot of debt gets restructured and written off. That means, as I said earlier, money disappearing that never comes back, or at least for a long time. And that creates deflation. So it's the opposite of the inflation, what I call summer season we saw in the 70s. And that's the way the economy goes. It goes from mild inflation in spring to high inflation in summer to falling inflation again, which everybody loves in fall, and then to deflation in winter. This happens over and over and again. It used to be every 50 to 60 years when our lifespans were that. Now our lifespans are more like 80, so this cycle is more like 80 years. Economists don't understand this. They don't understand the dynamics of the free market system, why deflation and inflation actually stimulate the strongest innovations that pay off for decades. They also, having home prices come back down, having a lot of debt written off, restructuring our entitlements, which we can't even remotely afford what's been promised by the government for Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
Exactly. It makes things cheaper. It makes things cheaper. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to ask you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here in a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663.
free. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I tend to get a little frantic on air with guests like Mr. Dent because we're not really talking about something that's rocket science here. It's historical. Now, he takes it and shows it in a scientific way so people can see the facts for themselves, but this is all common sense. And I've studied the establishment. They have created models where they think they're going to get more power out of this incremental collapse and domesticate us, break our will. But they're smoking their own dope. They can't manage their way out of a wet paper bag, and Obama vacations 4 months a year. So this is not going to go well. I don't know what's going to happen, but it runs from bad to worse with a lot of crazy mixed in. And I don't want to see this like some Planet of the Apes scenario. I mean, I've seen some of these governmental and corporate interests that have just wrecked other countries that were great nations. And like it happened to Chile and others. And I just am so sad to see them trying to turn this country into a third world nation. And I guess I'm involved in collective hand-wringing, just saying, how do we wake people up? And I think it's with the fundamentals, it's the basics. But what do you expect the political class in Europe, the United States, and other places to do when one of these crises goes over the edge, like Ukraine, ISIS in the Middle East, China could is blowing up all the time? People say, where's the meltdown? Where's the blow-up? Look at the societal rot, the cities, the dozens of states about to go bankrupt, hundreds of cities already bankrupt, all the numbers just so astronomical. I mean, it's guaranteed. It's like a guy that's had five heart attacks, and he's 85 years old, and they're saying he's got to walk up the Empire State Building stairway. I mean, we don't know if he's going to have a heart attack this time, but he's going to have one soon is what I'm saying. I just feel like I'm sitting on top of a bunch of lit TNT, Harry.
Well, then, in addition to our demographic cycles, I have an innovation cycle every 45 years, very simple. A geopolitical cycle that turns negative every 36 years from 9/11. Into the end of this decade, this cycle continues to point down, and everything has gone wrong since then. The Middle East is an outright Shia-Sunni civil war that's going to blow up now that we're not willing to intervene anymore. And I don't think we should have been in the first place in that case. China is going to have unbelievable social unrest when this bubble bursts. They've got 221 million unregistered rural citizens living in cities that aren't even legal people there, and they don't have any skills. They're tolerated like illegal immigrants here in the United States, and boom, they will not be tolerated in the bus. They're going to have huge problems. So things are going to get worse, and we've got strong polarization in this country, and when this bubble bursts, it's going to be bad next time. And I think what I see happening is everybody's been telling people it's okay. The leaders in Europe, the leaders in the U.S., the Chinese, oh, we can manage this. We can have a soft landing. We can engineer our economy. These people are going to lose credibility because they told us it was going to be okay. Warren Buffett's telling people it's going to be okay, and I think he should shut up. He's a great guy, but he shouldn't be talking about economics because he doesn't understand the economy, and he's misleading people. People are going to be very upset, and that's when they're going to listen to the people who told them the right thing in the first place. I'm popular with a certain group of people and in certain arenas like this. CNBC has me on just as a contrary person. They don't agree with me. They don't want to hear what I have to say, but people are going to remember people like you or I or other people said, hey, there's a problem here. Hey, there's a crisis coming. So people are going to naturally listen to those people. And not to the sure. people that told them everything's okay, we can manage
it. Sure. Harry Dent, I don't want to bug you too much. I know you're a busy guy, but I'd like to get you back soon to specifically give people tips. I know you can't give them individually tips, but maybe take an hour of calls and talk about what people individually could do if you were them. So hopefully you'll come back on the next few weeks.
Yeah, I've got to go to Australia, but I'll be back like early August. So
let's do it.
Soon.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Seven Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.